请我们一起来默祷。 Let's pray in silence。 阿们。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。 In the name of Jesus Christ, we start the morning Sabbath service. Let's sing him 314, 314。
Not quite understand what the meaning is.
所以今天早上，跟大家一起来学习耶利米这一位先知。
So this morning we would like to share about the prophet Jeremiah.
今天下午我们对耶利米书做一个简介。
And this afternoon we will have a brief introduction to Jeremiah.
使我们知道到底耶利米书在说什么。
So we will know what he was talking about.
耶利米这个先知如果用圣经的一句话来描写，他是一个哭泣的先知。
If we could use one word to describe him, we would describe him as the weeping prophet.
也就是他服侍神的这个过程当中，他常常流眼泪。
In his servitude for the Lord, he was often shedding tears.
那到底耶利米服侍神有多久呢？
And so how long did he serve God?
他从公元626年一直服侍到公元586年。
He started from 626 BC to 580 BC.
这样合起来一共有40年的时间。
And so this is about 40 years of time.
他在做先知。
That he was a prophet.
那我们从圣经来了解这个耶利米先知这个时代是什么样的一个时代。
So let us understand the time that Jeremiah was living in.
因为每一个时代都有他的问题。
Because every era had its own issues.
所以在每一个时代里面，神都要拣选他的工人来解决那个时代的问题。
So within every time period, God had to choose his worker to help solve those problems.
那同样我们要了解，我们要认识我们现在这个时代。
And we also need to understand our current time.
也从此来知道神要我们每一个人在这个时代里面做什么。
So that we know what God wants us to do within our time.
那这样我们学习耶利米书就对我们的生活有帮助。
And that way it will be helpful for us to study Jeremiah.
我们请看耶利米书第二章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 2.
耶利米书第二章。
Jeremiah chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第二章第五节。
Chapter 2 verse 5.
神说你们的列祖见我有什么不义，竟远离我，随从虚无的神，自己成为虚妄呢？
Thus says the Lord, what injustice have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me, have followed idols, and have become idolaters?
简单的说，耶利米那个世代是离开神，然后归向虚无的神，就是偶像。
In the time of Jeremiah, people turned away from God and turned to idols.
那从第二节开始。
And from verse 2.
神告诉以色列百姓。
God tells the Israelites.
我非常的爱你。
I love you very much.
所以我带领你们经过旷野进到这一块地。
So I have led you through the wilderness to this land.
我祝福你们生活丰盛。
I have blessed you to be abundant in your life.
所以神对以色列百姓有诸般的恩典。
So God had given the Israelites much grace.
但是在神感觉到以色列百姓对神并没有感恩的心。
But the Israelites did not have a thanksgiving heart towards God.
相反的，他离开了那施恩的神。
On the contrary, they had left this blessed God.
去拜偶像人造的神。
And to worship the man-made idols.
我们再看十一节。
And let us turn to verse 11.
说岂有一个国换了他的神吗？
Has a nation changed its gods, which are not gods?
其实这不是神。
But this is not God.
我的百姓将他的荣耀换成那无义的神。
But my people have changed their glory for what does not profit.
所以十三节、十二节。
Verse 12.
诸天呢要因此惊奇，极其的恐慌，为甚为凄凉。这是神说的。
And this is what God says, Be astonished, O heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid, be very desolate.
这个十二节是一个结果。
In verse 12, this is a consequence.
十一节是一个原因。
And verse 11 is the reason.
当时的世代普遍的一个现象就是换了神。
And The people of that time have changed their gods.
本来神是独一又真又活的神。
God was the one true living God.
靠着神他们才能够被养活。
And through God, that was the only way they were able to live.
现在换了另外一个神。
But then they have changed their gods.
是神人造的。
And they changed to man-made gods.
当然这对神来讲他是不能接受的。
And of course, this is not something that our God can accept.
所以这种生活的结果，十二节说，这是要惊奇，极其惊恐，甚为荒凉。
And so in verse 12, it tells us to be horribly afraid and very desolate.
这个是圣经在描写当时的世代。
And this is how the Bible describes the times.
我们仔细看，我们现在所住的美国。
And let us think about the times that we live in America now.
美国的历史只有200多年。
The American history is only about 200 years old.
但是在美国的历史里面，你可以找到很多神的痕迹。
But within American history, you can see many signs of God.
从他的宪法。
From his
Constitution. 他有提到神。
The Constitution mentions God.
从他的钱币上面，他有提到神。
And within the declaration, it refers to God.
钱的 money, 钱上面。
Oh, on the money.
他有提到神，我们信托神。
And on our bills, it says, "In God we trust."
美国学术教育非常发达。
And our education in America is very advanced.
但是最出名的大学，像哈佛普林斯顿大学，它的前身都是神学院。
But in the most famous colleges, such as Harvard or Princeton, their theological seminars are number one.
所以一两百年前头脑最好的人就是不是当律师就是当牧师。
So several hundred years ago, the smartest people, if they were not lawyers or doctors, they were priests.
所以这个国家是以基督教为建立的开始。
So this country was built on a Christian foundation.
但是经过两百多年。
But through 200 somewhat years.
我们看这个世代已经换了神。
We can see that we have changed gods within our time.
人已经取代了神。
And people have replaced God.
人文思想已经绝对的普遍化。
And our literature is, and theories are constantly changing.
如果你看这个统计数字。
If you look at the census.
学术越发达的地方离开神越远。
The more educated we are, the more we leave God.
所以这是我们对这个世代应该有一个认识。
And so this is what we need to understand about our society today.
到底这样的世代带给我们有什么危机？这个是我们需要了解的。
And so what will this kind of times bring us?
而我们的人生绝对不只是说找得好的工作，赚多一点钱，活得很舒服，死就算了，绝对不是这样。
So our lives are certainly not about getting a good job and making more money and waiting to die.
我们应该从神来认识这个世代，了解神要我们做什么。
We need to understand through God what He wants us to do within these times.
首先我们来看主耶稣在描写耶路撒冷城。
And let us see what Jesus said in Jerusalem.
先看路加福音十九章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
从四十一节到四十四节。
Verse 41 to 44.
耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城就为他哀哭。这里说耶稣为耶路撒冷城哀哭。
Here it says that Jesus cried over Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是一个荣耀的城。
Jerusalem was a glorious city.
因为神的殿建筑在耶路撒冷。
Because God's temple was built in Jerusalem.
像当年所罗门在建殿的时候，荣光充满着圣殿。
And when Solomon dedicated the temple, it was filled with God's glory.
神应许要借着这个殿祝福给以色列百姓。
God wanted to use this temple to bless all the people.
要与以色列百姓同在。
And he wanted to be with the Israelites.
但是到了耶稣的世代。
But in the times of Jesus,
耶稣看见耶路撒冷为他哀哭。
Jesus saw the city and wept over it.
为什么？
Why?
因为所罗门建圣殿的那个世代跟主耶稣的世代已经差太多了。
Because the times of Solomon and the times of Jesus were already very different.
神没有改变。
God did not change.
但是人一直在改变。
But the people were constantly changing.
所以世代一直在演变。
And so the times kept changing.
四十二节。
Verse 42.
说巴不得你在这个日子关乎平安的事，无奈这个事是隐藏的，叫你眼中看不出来。
42, saying, if you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, no, but now they are hidden from your eyes.
这里说这个事是隐藏的，你眼睛看不出来。
And here it says that they are hidden from your eyes.
可见说对耶路撒冷城，我们可以用两种方法来看。
So for the city of Jerusalem, we can look at it in two ways.
一个就是用人的观点来看这个城。
One is to look at it through the eyes of people.
这是一个美妙的城。
And it was a very beautiful city.
这是一个很有历史的城，很有文化的城。
There is a lot of history and culture.
这是很多人想要去的地方。
And many people wanted to go to the city.
但是再从属灵上来看。
But from a spiritual point.
有一个隐藏的事情，一般人看不出来。
There is something hidden that ordinary people cannot see.
就是这个城充满着危机。
This city is filled with miracles.
危机啊 ,crisis。
Crisis.
神的审判马上来到。
And God's judgment was coming.
神的刑罚马上来到。
And God's punishment was about to arrive.
但是他们不知道。
But they were not aware.
这是可怕的地方。
And this was what was so frightening.
最可怕的不是我们有癌症。
The most frightening is not that we have cancer.
最可怕的是我们不知道我们有癌症。
The scariest part is that we do not know that we have cancer.
有一天我们发现已经太晚了。
And when you find out, it will be too late.
最可怕的不是我们有问题。
The scariest part is not that we have a problem.
最可怕的是我们不知道我们有问题。
The scariest part is that we do not even know we have a problem.
等问题的结果发生了，那常常是太晚了。
Until the consequence occurs, and then it is too late.
所以43节。
So verse 43.
说日子将到。
It says that the days are coming.
你的仇敌要筑起垒来，四围绕着你，围困你。
Your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, and close you on every side.
这个是马上会到，但是他们眼睛看不到。
This is coming very soon, but they cannot see it.
44节。
44。
要扫灭你跟你里头的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上。
And level you and your children within you to the ground, and they will not leave you in one stone upon another.
所以主耶稣那一个世代，耶路撒冷城已经面对极大的危险。
And so in that time, Jerusalem was already in great danger.
因为人的信仰已经变成表面形式。
Because their beliefs were only for the outer appearance.
当时的宗教领袖已经失去信仰正确的领导。
And people had already lost the correct way to lead their faith.
所以公元70年，公元70年，整个耶路撒冷城全部被毁掉。
And so in the year 70 AD, Jerusalem was destroyed.
整个犹太人亡国差不多2000年。
And so all the Jews were scattered.
差不多两千年。
About 2,000 people.
两千年。
2,000 years.
一直到1947年才复国。
And they did not reunite until 1947.
911的世代让整个美国人醒过来。
The times of 9/11 have awakened us.
因为两次世界大战都没有打到美国。
Because the two world wars did not hit us.
美国在两个海岸的防卫之下，好像非常的平稳。
So it looked like America was very safe within the two oceans.
但是911让住在这里的人知道，原来危险会发生在里面。
But 9/11 has helped us to realize that danger can happen here.
而且这个危险还继续存在。
And this danger continues to exist.
所以现在人就认识这个世代。
So now people understand our times.
这个危险不是在中东，而是在美国本身。
The danger is not just in the Middle East, but it is here on the U.S.
但是这个是世界的看法。
But this is the way the world sees it.
那再从属灵上来看，我们的世代又是什么世代？
So spiritually, what kind of era do we live in?
我们的世代是生活很丰富，但是对属灵不知不觉的世代。
Our times are ones of great blessings, but we do not see them spiritually.
这是危险的，是个世代。
And this is our danger.
应该马太福音24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
当洪水三十七节。
37.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。三十八节。
38.
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶。直到挪亚进方舟的那日子，三十九节，不知不觉洪水来，把他们全都冲去了。人子降临也要这样。这里主耶稣在讲，他再来的日子要跟挪亚的日子一样。
And here it says that Jesus' second coming will be like the days right before the flood of Noah.
也就是历史的重演。
And so it will be history repeating itself.
所以日光之下没有新事。
And so there will be nothing new.
那挪亚的日子怎样？
So what were they like in the days of Noah?
那个时候人吃喝嫁娶。
At the time, they were eating, drinking, and marrying.
有时很注重生活的舒服跟享受。
They were very worried about enjoying life and being comfortable.
那本来吃喝嫁娶，这是神给我们的恩典。
And originally, eating, drinking, and marrying are blessings from God.
神让我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
And God let us be full and merry and happy.
婚姻也是神所创造的。
And marriage was also created by God.
让我们享受一个爱的家庭生活。
So that we can enjoy a loving family.
那问题在哪个地方？
But where's the problem?
就是吃喝嫁娶变成生活的重点。
When the point of their lives became eating, drinking, and marrying.
那当这个变成生活的重点，那对属灵的事情就会不知不觉。
And when this became the purpose of their lives, then they forgot about their faith.
因为挪亚一面造方舟，他也在传警告。
Because as Noah was building the flood, he was also giving out warnings.
大水来了。
The flood is coming.
你们要进入方舟。
You have to come into the ark.
但是因为人的注意力不在那里。
But because no one was paying attention.
所以听了好像没有听一样。
So they heard it, but it's like they didn't
hear it. 但是等他们见到雨开始降下来。
But until the rain started to fall,
已经太慢了。
It was already too late.
方舟的门已经关了。
The door of the ark was closed.
那这个世代就要重复挪亚的世代。
And so our generation is going to repeat what happened then.
我们的物质生活是空前的。
We have plenty in our regular lives.
所以我们整天的生活如果都是注重在这个世代里面。
So this is all we care about in our lives.
我们对属灵的事情会不知不觉。
We will forget about the spiritual things.
在灵性上就会往后退。
And in our faith, we will retreat.
这是非常的危险。
And this is very dangerous.
所以我们要了解这个世代。
So we have to realize this generation.
这个世代最危险的不是核子弹。
What's most dangerous now is not the atomic bomb.
我记得大概2000年前，美国的总统这样说。
About
2000年前。
Two days ago, the U.S. president said.
他说，如果伊朗有核子弹，将会演变成第三次世界大战。
If Iran has atomic bombs, then it will create World War III.
这不是没有原因这样讲的。
And he did not say this without reason.
但是这个不是我们最可怕的一件事情。
But this is not the thing we should fear most.
如果今天核子弹掉在圣何西，
If the atomic bomb falls in San Jose today,
不要几秒钟我们都变成灰了。
And within seconds, we will all turn into dust.
再掉十个也没有关系。
And so if there are 10 more, it doesn't matter.
因为你已经变成灰了。
Because you are already dust.
所以最可怕的不是核子弹掉下来。
So the scariest part is not the atomic bomb falling on us.
最可怕的在核子弹还没有掉下来以前，我们面对的是什么世代？
So the scariest part is before the bomb has fallen, what kind of generation are we facing?
先看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
第三章。
Verse 3.
提摩太后书第三章
2 Timothy verse 3
第一节
verse 1
第三章第一节
chapter 3 verse 1
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到
but know this that in the last days perilous times will come
这里说有危险的日子来到
here it says that the perilous times will come
那从第二节里一直读到第六节
and from verse 2 to verse 6
没有谈到一个是核子弹
It does not say anything about bombs.
但是第二节到第六节在讲什么？
So what does it talk about?
末世的危险就是人离开神。
It says that the dangerous parts are that people will leave God.
信仰表面化。
And the faith will only be an outward appearance.
道德堕落。
And the morality will fall.
罪恶充满。
And evil will abound.
这个是末世的危险。
And these are the dangers of the end times.
所以我们现在看生一两个孩子觉得很高兴。
So now when we have one or two children, we're very happy.
但是我们要了解。
But we need to realize.
在末世这个世代要把他们养成敬虔的后代，这是在危险当中在养我们的下一代。
In the end times, we are raising our children in dangerous times.
这不是不可能。
It is not impossible.
神是无所不能。
Because God can do everything.
但是这是非常的困难。
But it is very difficult.
所以我们要了解我们这个世代。
So we need to realize our times.
我们才知道我们要做什么。
So we can realize what we need to do.
好像耶利米先知了解当时的世代。
Just as Jeremiah understood his times.
他自觉使命。
And he knew about death.
了解神要叫他做什么。
And he knew what God was telling him to do.
我们先来看耶利米书第一章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 1.
耶利米书第一章。
Jeremiah chapter 1.
第四节
Verse 4
耶利米说主的话临到我说第五节
Verse 5
我未将你造在腹中我已经晓得你你未出母胎我已经分你 为圣我已派你做列国的先知第六节
6
我就说主啊我不知道怎么说因为我是年幼的神告诉耶利米
God told Jeremiah,
说你还没有出生我就认识你。
Before you were born, I knew you.
你还没有出生我就把你分别出来。
Before you were born, I sanctified you.
你还没有出生我已经拣选你做先知。
Before you were born, I ordained you to be a prophet.
这是神对他的呼召。
And this is how God called Jeremiah.
今天神在呼召每一个归属他的人。
Today, God is calling everyone who belongs to him.
要自觉我们在这个世代应该做什么使命。
That we need to know what our mission is in this world.
我记得我年轻的时候，杨长老常常在这个学生联合会的最后一节课，一定会讲一个题目。
I remember when I was young, Elder Yang would always have as his last class of the spiritual convocation.
包括大专学生联合会。
Including the adult spiritual convocation.
就是自觉使命。
To understand your fate.
使命是 awareness your mission.
To understand your mission.
这个感动很多人。
And this touched many people.
因为所有属灵的训练到最后一刻，结论是，那现在你要了解神要你做什么。
Because through all the spiritual training, at the end, you need to understand what God wants you to do.
这个叫做自觉使命。
And this is to understand your mission.
所以我们知道过去我们在台湾的宗教教育的各种讲习会训练出来好多的人才。
So through all those RE classes and training, we were able to train many workers.
现在在美国差不多50岁以上的工人，绝大部分都是在台湾训练出来。
And so many of the workers who are older than 50 in the US have all been trained in Taiwan.
因为属灵上的成长到一定的程度，就是在神的面前认清楚神要我做什么。
Because spiritually, as you grow, you need to understand what God wants you to do.
今天我们要了解神要我做什么。
So today we need to understand what God wants us to do.
非常重要的事情。
This is extremely important.
那神要耶利米做什么？
And so what did God want Jeremiah to do?
先看第十节。
Let us turn to verse 10.
看啊，我今日立你在列邦列国之上，为要施行拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又要建立在此。
See, I have set this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
神要耶利米做的就是一个属灵的改变更新。
And God wanted them to spiritually change and reroot themselves.
这个建立栽植就是指着信仰上重新再出发。
To root out and pull down, it means to spiritually regrow again.
建立，最后建立跟
栽植。To build and to plant.
这是信仰上重新再建、再更新、变化。
To rebuild our faith.
但是信仰上要重新变化的开始，就是要把旧的生活方式、旧的观念全部都打掉。
But in order to rebuild our faith, we need to destroy all our old beliefs and all our old ways.
这是最困难的一点。
And this is the most difficult.
所以人进入中年以后信耶稣。
So when people are older and they believe in God,
最困难的是什么？
What is the most difficult part?
因为几十年来我们生活都有一套我们的生活方式，那这个生活方式是从一套我们的观念所演变来的。
Because for many decades we have grown accustomed to living a certain way, which is based on all our beliefs.
但是那一套的观念不是从圣经来的。
But those beliefs do not come from the Bible.
那个价值不是从神出来的。
And the value does not come from God.
那个生活方式不适合于敬虔的生活。
And that way of living is not a holy way.
那现在我们信耶稣。
And so now that we believe in Jesus,
我们需要整个改变。
We need to change ourselves.
我的生活方式。
We need to change our lives.
要以神为中心。
So that it centers around God.
我的价值观念。
And our value system.
要以神的价值为我的价值。
Needs to mirror God's values.
那这个改变就很难了。
And so this type of change is very difficult.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为这个改变呢，需要有很大的决心。
Because this change requires great determination.
好像主耶稣说。
And just like Jesus said.
你如果要跟从我。
If you want to follow me.
第一个，你要舍己。Deny yourself.
You need to deny yourself.
我们常常在讲话都是我的想法、我的观念、我的利益、我的立场。
When we talk, we are always talking about our thoughts, our ways, our attitudes.
这个是世界上人在讲话的。
And this is the way the people of the world talk.
什么就是舍己。
And so what does it mean to deny yourself?
我不再强调我。
I will not talk about myself.
我要想神的想法。
I will think about God's
thoughts. 神的观念。
His ways.
神的立场。
And his
situation. 神喜欢什么。
And what he desires.
那从我做中心改变成为神做中心。
So becoming from self-centered to God-centered.
这个叫做拆毁、毁坏、倾覆。
And this is what it means to root out and to pull down.
常常这个过程是痛苦的。
And this is a very difficult process.
但是没有经过这个过程，人的信仰不可能更新。
But without this process, there is no way for our faith to take
root. 但是经历过这个痛苦，信仰重新建立以后，所得到是平安跟喜乐。
Once we have been through this suffering and we have rebuilt our faith, we will have peace and joy.
所以神就托付耶利米这个重大的使命。
So God had given Jeremiah this very difficult mission.
我们知道传道书有十二章。
We know that Ecclesiastes has 12 chapters.
前面十一章在讲什么？
And what do the first 11 chapters talk about?
前面十一章在讲虚空。
The first 11 chapters are about vanity.
为什么要用十一章在讲虚空？
Why do we need to spend 11 chapters reading about vanity?
因为除非我们彻底的觉悟，没有神，这个生活是虚空的，我们不会进到十二章。
Because unless we are convinced that a life without God is vanity, then we will not read chapter 12.
十二章就是要敬畏神。
And chapter 12 is about worshiping God.
要以神为中心来生活。
And to have a God-centered life.
那这个观念是这么难拆毁，要十一章来描写。
And it is such a difficult concept to grasp that we need to see it for 11 chapters.
所以如果我们人生活到五十岁，还在传道书第五章，太慢了。
So if we are 50 years old and we're still only up to Ecclesiastes chapter 5, we are being too slow.
你要什么时候才会进到第十一章？
When are you going to finally get to chapter 11?
你没有进到第十一章，你进不到十二章了。
If you don't get to chapter 11, you'll never get to chapter 12.
但是有的人很快啊，二十岁他已经传道书，他还没有人生已经活，只有说活一点点，他已经进到传道书十一章了。
But some people read very fast. They're only 20 years old and they've already entered into chapter 12.
他马上就进到十二章了。
And he's already about to read it.
一切都看通了。
And he has already seen clearly.
我就是以神为中心。
I will have God as my center.
为神而活。
And I will live for him.
这样的青年也是有的。
And there are these type of youths.
我感谢神啊。
And thank God.
这个是神特别的工作。
Because this is God's special work.
在神的帮助下，他能够拆毁、毁坏、拔出。
Under God's help, he can root out and pull down.
所以他能够建立跟栽植。
And so he can take root again.
所以耶利米这个使命是重大的。
And so Jeremiah had a very important mission.
今天我们要了解。
And today we need to understand.
信仰的更新。
The root of our faith.
也是要经历这个过程。
It needs to go through this painful process.
我们看以弗所书。
Let us turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书。
Ephesians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
二十节。
Verse 20.
你们学的基督却不是这样。
But you have not so learned Christ.
如果我们真的学了耶稣，
If we are truly learned Christ,
我们的生活方式就跟世界会不一样。
Our ways of life would be completely different from this world.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
如果你们听过道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。
If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus.
二十二节。
22.
就要脱去从前行为上的旧人。
That you put off concerning your old former conduct.
要脱去。好像旧衣服脱掉
，and we have to take them off as like our old clothing.
要脱掉，好像在剥皮一样，这个很痛苦的。
We have to put them off. It's almost like we're taking off our skin. It's very painful.
那这个脱掉以后，我们才能够心智改换一新。
And when we put them off, then in verse 23, we can be renewed in the spirit of our minds.
我们才能够换上新人。
And then we can put on the new person.
所以神要耶利米做的，今天就是要我们做的。
So what God wanted Jeremiah to do is what God wants us to do.
我们个人要成长。
Each of us needs to grow.
所以要拆毁毁坏。
So we need to take down and root out.
我们新的才能够建立起来。
And that way the new us can grow.
这个也是在讲我们带领我们的家庭。
And this is also how we guide our families.
我们不要从外面一起去抄别人的生活方式。
We should not copy the lifestyles of other people in the world.
特别是从电影里面去看。
Especially when we watch the movies.
或者跟朋友在交谈。
Or when we have conversations with our friends.
就把他的生活方式当作是一种理想。
And we take their lifestyles as our ideals.
我们记得Sister Willa 在这里见证。
And we remember how Sister Willa testified to us.
她的工作很简单。
Her work was very simple.
但是她的生活更简单。
But her life was even more simple.
她早上四点半起床。
She would wake up at 4:30 in the morning.
那再来读经祷告一个钟头。
And then she reads the Bible and prays for an hour.
你看她生活多简单，她住 trailer.
And how simple is her life? She lives in a trailer.
你听她讲，她吃的有多简单。
And if you ask her how she eats, it's very
simple. 有时候一餐两个蛋，拿了一个面包。
Sometimes for a meal, she has two eggs and a piece of bread.
那这么简单的生活。
And such a simple life.
使她能够亲近神。
So that she can get closer to God.
在一个没有教会的地方，信仰能够持守，而且一直在成长。
In a place where there is no church, she is able to draw close to God and spiritually grow.
所以我们需要多听一些属灵的人啊，为神多结果子的人，一个爱神的人，到底他们是怎么生活的
？So we need to see spiritual people how they bear fruits for God and how they live for God.
因为今天我们没有办法爱神，常常不是因为我们没有，是因为我们太多太复杂。
Today we do not love God. It's not because we do not have enough. It's because we have too much and it's too complicated.
所以我们要拆毁、拔出、毁坏。
So we need to root out, pull down, and destroy.
我们才能够建立在此。
So that we can build and plant.
这个过程是痛苦的。
This is a very painful process.
但是这个过程是必须的。
But it is a necessary process.
没有经过这个痛苦的过程。
Without going through this painful process,
我们就很难体会神真正的同在、平安与喜乐，以及神的能力的充满。
We are unable to experience God's love, strength, blessings, and peace.
所以耶利米服侍神。
So Jeremiah served God.
我们可以说这是一个很重要的属灵经历。
So we can say that it was a very important spiritual experience.
那第一章的第六节到第八节。
Chapter 1 from verse 6 to 8.
耶利米自觉他自己的软弱。
Jeremiah admits his weakness.
他说我是年幼的。
He says, I am a youth.
当然他会怕。
Of course he would be scared.
因为他要传警告，就是面对当时的王。
Because to warn the people, he had to go face the king of
that time. 有权有势的人。
Someone who had a lot of power and status.
耶利米40年先知的生活经历五个王。
And during his 40 years of prophecy, he encountered four kings.
当时的王要杀就杀。
At the time, if the king wanted to kill him, he would.
当时的有权有势的人要逼迫就逼迫。
If he was powerful, he would persecute anyone.
当然，这个是很困难的事情。
And so obviously, this was a very difficult task.
所以他觉得自己很软弱。
And so he felt that he is very weak.
但是我们看第八节。
But let us read verse 8.
说你不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
我要与你同在。
For I am with you.
要拯救你。
To deliver you.
这是神说的。
This is what the Lord said.
这是一个关键。
And this is what he said.
我要与你同在。
For I am with you.
不论我们要重新建立我们的信仰，建立我们的家庭有多大的困难。
No matter how difficult it is to build up our faith and build up our families.
但是神要与我们同在。
But God says that he will be with us.
神要帮助我。
And God says he will help us.
也只有在神的这个应许之下，困难才能够突破。
And only under God's promise are we able to endure the pain.
我们的目标才能够达到。
So that we can reach our goals.
所以接下去我们就看耶利米遇到很多的困难，真的神跟他同在。
So we can see how Jeremiah encountered many tribulations, but God was always with him.
所以今天信仰的改变、圣功的突破，真的没有靠神，我们能做什么
？So to be able to change our faith, there's nothing we can do without God.
比方说。
For example,
我们如果看我们圣何西，我们家庭一半没有信主的，大概有20个人。
In San Jose, there may be 20 of us who have only half our families in Christ.
你想想看，你要带领另外一半来信主，这么简单吗？
Is it that easy to bring your other half to church?
确实是不简单。
It is not easy.
但是不是不可能。
But it is not impossible.
在神无所不能。
Within God, everything is possible.
没有说不可能的事情。
There's no such thing as impossible.
但是如果我们真的要带我们另外一半来信主，
But if we really want to bring our other half to God,
这个需要靠神。
This requires reliance on God.
下功夫。
And we need to put in a lot of effort.
几年前我在东部的时候遇到一个老弟兄80几岁洗礼。
And several years ago, on the East Coast, I met an 80-something-year-old brother who was baptized.
他的太太要带他来信主40年，带了40年。
It took his wife 40 years to bring him to Christ.
常常为他先生祷告。
She was always praying for her husband.
想尽办法的找人来替他先生见证。
And she found ways to have people testify to him.
经过40年。
Through 40 years.
他先生在离世的前两年受洗的。
And so her husband baptized 2 years before he passed away.
所以很困难，但不是不可能。
So it is very difficult, but it is not impossible.
那我们如果越早下功夫去做，我们就会越早看到果效。
And the earlier we start putting in effort, the earlier we will see results.
所以耶利米的工作是难的。
So Jeremiah's work was very difficult.
但是神告诉他，我要与你同在。
But God told him, I will be with you.
那耶利米的工作精神。
And Jeremiah's spirit of serving.
这是非常的重要。
This was very important.
他对神忠心。
He was very loyal to God.
也就是顺服神。
And he was very submissive.
一直顺服到他死为止。
And he submitted until the day he died.
我们来看第三章耶利米书。
Let us see Jeremiah chapter 3.
耶利米书第三章的十二节。
Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 12.
你去向北方宣告， 说神说被盗的以色列回来吧，我必不怒目看你们，我的慈爱我必不永远怀怒，这是神说的。
Verse 12, go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return backsliding Israel, says the Lord. I will not cause my anger to fall on you, for I am merciful, says the Lord, and I will not remain angry forever.
神要耶利米传的讯息不好听啊。
God did not tell Jeremiah to give a good message.
回来吧。
Return.
被盗的儿女。
Backsliding Israel.
我爱你们。
I love you.
这个是不好传的。
This is not an easy message.
因为这是提醒他们，你们有罪了。
Because this is to remind them that they are sinful.
你们要改变。
And you need to change.
这是人不愿意听的。
No one wants to hear this.
但是对耶利米来讲，这是他的工作。
But for Jeremiah, this was his work.
他要得到神的喜欢。
And he needed to please God.
我们看第二章，第七章第二节。
Let us turn to chapter 7, verse 2.
第七章的第二节。
Chapter 7, verse 2.
你站在神殿的门口，在那里宣传说，你们进这门敬拜神的一切犹太人应当听神的话。第三节。
Verse 3.
万军的神以色列神如此说，你们要改正行动作为，我就使你们在这个地方仍然居住。神借着耶利米告诉以色列百姓。
And so through Jeremiah, God told the Israelites,
你们要改变。
You need to change.
那我就让你们在这里住下来。
And I will cause you to dwell in this place.
换句话说，如果你们不改变。
So if you do not change,
你们就不能在这里住下来。
You cannot stay here.
你不能在这里住下来，就是会被掳到外邦去。
And if you cannot stay here, then you will be taken away as captives.
这个叫提醒以色列百姓要有一个危机意识。
And this is to remind them.
有一个 危险的这个感觉。
To be aware of the danger.
生活很舒服，但是你要留意神怎么看你的生活。
So life may be very comfortable, but how does God view their life?
第四节。
Verse 4.
你们不要依靠虚谎的话说，这是神的殿，这是神的殿，这是神的殿。有一些人告诉他们没有问题啊，圣殿在这里怎么会有问题？
Many people told them there will be no problems, the temple is right here.
所以他连续三次讲这是神的殿。
And so for three times he said the temple of the Lord.
所以我们就靠神的殿在这里就好了，没有问题。
So we can just rely on the temple here and we will be fine.
但是第五节。
But verse 5,
你们若实在改正行动作为，在人这中间诚然实行公平。第六节。
6,
不欺压寄居的孤儿寡妇，在这个地方不流无辜人的血，不随从别的神陷害自己。第七节。
Verse 7,
我就使你们在这个地方仍然居住。所以神就告诉他们，不是这个殿啊，是你们的生活。
So God told them, it is not about the temple, it is about your life.
你们生活改变了，你们才能够得到神的恩典。
If you change your life, then you will be able to receive blessings.
如果生活不改变了，
If you do not change your life,
马上神的审判就来到了。
Then his punishment is coming.
这个不好讲。
And this is very difficult to say.
但是耶利米啊，就忠于神。
But Jeremiah followed God.
传扬这个信息。
And so he spread the message.
我们再看二十二十七节，第七章。不要将这一切话告诉他们，他们却不听从，呼唤他们却不答应。二十八节。
28.
你要对他们说，这就是那不听从神的话、不受教训的门，从他们口中诚然灭绝了。神告诉他们。
So God told them.
如果不听就会被灭绝。
If you do not listen, then you will be perished.
所以耶利米传扬神的审判。
So Jeremiah had to spread God's punishment.
因此他引起好多的敌人。
And so he made many enemies.
好多的逼迫。
And much persecution.
所以耶利米在做圣工当中没有几个敌人，没有几个朋友。
And so he did not have many friends during his ministry.
因为整个耶利米书就在讲神的审判。
Because all of Jeremiah talks about God's punishment.
所以他没有什么朋友。
And so he did not have any friends.
但是这是出于他对神的忠心。
And this shows how loyal he was to God.
但从另外一方面来讲，耶利米对以色列百姓却充满着爱心。
And on the other hand, Jeremiah was filled with love for the Israelites.
神已经告诉耶利米，
God had already told Jeremiah,
你不需要为以色列百姓祷告。
You do not need to pray for them anymore.
我也不听了。
I'm not going to listen.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们硬心到底。
Because they were hard-hearted until the end.
神说不需要为他祷告。
So God said, you don't need to pray for them.
但是我们看耶利米怎么做。
But let us see what Jeremiah did.
先看耶利米书第四章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 4.
十九节。
Verse 19.
第四章十九节。
Chapter 4, verse 19.
我的肺腑啊，我的肺腑，我的心疼痛，我的心在我里面烦躁不安，我不能够安静不言，因为我已经听见脚声和打仗的声音。啊，这个耶利米心痛啊，非常痛。
Jeremiah was very pained in his heart.
为什么？
Why?
因为他知道神真的啊，有给他们机会。
Because he knew that God did give them chances.
神也真的借着他传警告。
And God did really use him to give them.
但是以色列百姓硬心到底。
But the Israelites were hard-hearted.
所以他已经听见那个打战脚的声音已经来到了，毁坏的日子已经到了。
So he had already heard the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of the war.
但是以色列百姓没有感觉。
But the Israelites had no feeling.
耶利米知道灭亡马上来到。
And Jeremiah knew the end was coming.
但是他们没有感觉。
But they didn't feel anything.
所以他的心好痛。
And so his heart was pained.
耶利米对以色列百姓充满着爱。
Jeremiah was filled with love for the Israelites.
所以他常常哭泣。
So he was often weeping.
不是为自己啊。
He did not weep for himself.
为以色列百姓的硬心哭泣。
He was weeping for the Israelites' hard-heartedness.
因为神爱他们。
Because God loved them.
但是他们选择拒绝神的爱。
But they chose to reject God's love.
啊，去看第九章。
Let us turn to chapter 9.
啊，耶利米书第九章。
Jeremiah chapter 9.
第一节。
Verse 1.
啊。但愿我的头为水，我的眼泪为泉源。我好像好为我的百姓中被杀的人昼夜哭泣。在这个地方耶利米说，我为我的被杀的百姓昼夜哭泣。
And here Jeremiah says, I weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people.
所以一个人呢，在神面前的价值是什么？
So what is one person's value in God?
就是对神有谦卑顺服的心。
And to have humility and submission.
对人有怜悯的心。
And to have mercy for people.
对自己有一个要求。
And to have expectations for yourself.
希望做在神面前做一个完全的人。
So that we can be whole in front of God.
这个是神所要的。
This is what God wants.
这是神看人有价值的地方。
And this is how he sees us with value.
所以人的价值不在乎外在的。
So our value is not from our outward
appearance. 不在乎我有什么。
It is not what we have.
而在乎我是什么人。
It matters what kind of person we are.
这个是我们需要从圣经去了解的。
This is what we need to understand from the Bible.
先看第十章的十九节。
Let us turn to chapter 10, verse 19.
民说，祸哉，我受损伤，我的伤痕极其重大，我却说，这是真是我的痛苦，必须忍受。以色列百姓这样说，我们伤痕极其重大。
And here it says, my wound is very severe.
因为刑罚来到啊。
Because the captivity was coming.
耶利米说，这真是我的痛苦。
And Jeremiah said, truly, this is an infirmity.
所以因为耶利米爱百姓，所以百姓的苦变成刺到他的心。
And because Jeremiah loved the people, their suffering would pierce his heart.
所以哭泣的先知是一个充满爱的先知。
So a weeping prophet is a prophet filled with love.
虽然他的讯息很严厉。
Even though his message was very severe.
但是他的心充满着爱。
But his heart was filled with love.
严厉是站在神的立场。
He was severe from God's standpoint.
爱是因为神怜悯他们。
The love was because God had mercy.
这是他的工作。
And this was his work.
耶利米的神人关系。
And Jeremiah's relationship with God.
他对神有深切的认识与信靠。
He had a very deep understanding of God.
在第十章里面，他谈到神。
And in verse 10, he speaks about God.
说神是又真又活的神。
And God is the true and living God.
神是无所不能的神。
And he is a God that is almighty.
他是无所不知的神。
And he knows omniscient.
是慈爱的神。
And he is a merciful God.
他对这些神有深的信靠。
And he had a very deep reliance on God.
是他能够把工作做完。
So that he could finish his work.
但是耶利米对周围的罪恶，他抗拒到底。
But Jeremiah also saw the surrounding evil.
他没有被同化，对罪他没有同化，没有被什么同化。Conform,
he did not assimilate to the sin.
Yeah. 但是他对罪人充满着怜悯。
But he had mercy for the sinful.
这是他对当时世代的人一个非常重要的态度。
And this was a very important attitude he had towards.
我们做圣工不能被同化。
And when we do holy work, we cannot be assimilated.
同化，我们就没有办法做什么。
If we assimilate, we cannot do anything.
同化，这个世界就缺乏一个标准。
If we assimilate, then we do not have the standard.
所以神的工人常常是一个标准。
So God's workers are a standard.
因为坚持神的话，这个就是一个标准。
Because the Bible is a standard.
但是我们对周围的人需要有怜悯。
But we need to have mercy for those around us.
这是一个哭泣的先知。
This was a weeping prophet.
他是蒙神纪念的。
And and God remembered him.
虽然从圣经看起来，他传的警告并没有功效。
And even though it looks like what his work had no effect.
但是到最后，以色列百姓还是被掳啊。
Because in the end, the Israelites were captured.
但是他已经尽了神要他做的工作。
But he had already done the work that God had given him.
忠心到底。
And he was loyal to the end.
我们唱诗。
Let us sing him.
313。
313。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告。
And now we are going to pray together.
请我们常常为着慕道朋友代祷。
Let us always remember to pray for our true seeker friends.
让他们在信仰上能够不断的成长。
So that they can continually grow in their faith.
我们为着教会的已经受洗的同龄来代祷。
And we also pray for the members who have already been baptized.
我最近从那个电话簿算一算我们圣何西有196个人。在这个电话簿里面。
From within the directory, I see that we have 190 members.
但是我们平均安息日参加聚会大概100个人。
But our average Sabbath attendance is about 100 people.
这个里面还包括慕道朋友。
And that includes truth seeking.
所以可见我们还有很多人虽然有受洗，但是今天已经不在教会。
So we have many baptized members who are no longer at church.
这个真是一种属灵的危机。
And this is a spiritual danger.
所以请我们常常用耶利米的心为他们代求。
So let us continually use Jeremiah's heart to pray for them.
在神还给他们机会的时候能够回头。
While God is still giving them a chance to return.
神的爱是永远不灭绝的。
And God's love will never end.
所以我们常常为他们代祷。
So we need to remember to pray for them.
那我们教会就是鼓励每个信徒在安息日从10:00到10:30有一个自由参加的祷告会。
And every Saturday morning from 10 to 10:30, there is a morning prayer.
我们多祷告，我们灵性会成长。
And the more we pray, the more we will grow spiritually.
教会圣工会进步。
And our holy work will continue.
那如果我们大家能够参加这个自由的祷告。
So if everyone is able to attend this voluntary prayer.
一直到十点半我们开始聚会的时候，你发现每个人都到了。
And so that at 10:30, you'll find that everyone is already here for service.
教会里面会充满着敬虔的气氛。
And then there will be a very serving attitude in this church.
所以我们来教会的时间我们最好把它提早把它定做10:00。
So let us make 10 o'clock our arrival time at church.
那这样我们整个崇拜会在敬虔中来进行，神会与我们同在。
And so if we start our worship in this way, God will be with us.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主圣灵浇灌充满在我们当中。
And now we are going to pray and ask that the Holy Spirit be on every one of us.
一起来祈祷。
Let us pray.